Moncrief on News Talk.
Professional football in the UK has had many problems over the years in relation to things such as violence and racism. Yet Sophie Cook believes it can be a catalyst for positive social change. Sophie is the first trans person working in professional football, and she joins us now in News Talk. Afternoon, Sophie.
Afternoon, Sean.
So where were you working when you decided to reveal to your family and your colleagues that you were a trans woman?
Well, I was the club photographer for AFC Bournemouth, and I'd been with them since we were at the bottom of League One, and I transitioned just as we got promoted to the Premier League. So it was quite a high-profile moment to actually come out, and it was quite a nervy experience at the time.
Yeah, and who did you, were you able to gather together like the group of management and let them know?
Well, I came out to the club. I spoke to my boss on the phone, and it was arranged for me to go in and meet the leadership of the club. And we're there in the owner's box overlooking the pitch, and there's the chairman of the club, there's Eddie Howe, our first team manager, there's Jason Tindall, who's just taken over from Eddie as the manager. And me, in my pencil skirt and heels, looking absolutely fabulous. First time they'd ever met Sophie. Pretty sure it's the first time they'd ever met a trans woman. And I think that they didn't know what to expect as much as I didn't know what to expect. But the great thing is that I still had a job at the end of the meeting. And Eddie Howe, the manager, turned around to me and said, "What can I do to make this easier for you?" And really, when someone comes out, that's all they can hope for, that their boss actually takes an interest and wants to try and make the transition as smooth as possible.
And you, as you say, you were the photographer there, so I assume that meant that during matches you were down at ground level with the fans behind you. How were they?
Yeah, it's quite a visible job really, isn't it? And sort of, for me, being a trans woman standing in the centre circle with the captains taking the pictures before the start of a Premier League football match, with all the world's TV cameras pointing at you, was quite nervy. But the fans were so supportive. And obviously there was a bit of bigotry that came through from various quarters. But the majority of fans turned around and said, "We're so glad you can be happy. We're so glad you can be yourself." And the amount of love and support that I got from within the game was absolutely unbelievable.
Though you're still the only trans person working in professional football.
I'm not sure about that. I'm not actually in sort of the Premier League anymore. I left Bournemouth in 2017 to become a parliamentary candidate. But now I'm the Equalities and Diversity Officer at Whitehawk Football Club, which is a non-league club based out of East Brighton. And we're doing amazing things to try and combat racism, homophobia, and just get more people into the game.
Yeah. I suppose my point here was, Sophie, that you were the only trans person then. It probably is still just you. It's not like the FA is a beacon of progressive ideas.
I don't know what you're trying to say. There's been a lot of steps forward in the 5 years since I came out. We've had gay referees come out. We still haven't got a gay professional footballer. But sort of trans people are still pretty invisible within the game.
That will change. Though you did mention you ran for the Labour Party. You got 20,000 odd votes, but you didn't make selection this time. What happened there?
I think the thing is that sort of I was put in there as a candidate when the seat was unwinnable, and I took it from 9,000 votes to 21,000 votes. And then other people took their eye on it. It became an attractive proposition for other people within the party, and other people wanted it. So I've since decided that politics is pretty much a horrible, dirty game where everyone will do whatever it takes to win. I'd much rather play football or be involved with football, because at least in football, the opposition wear a different colour shirt to you, so you know who is on which side.
Right, okay.
Because that's definitely not the case in politics.
Yeah, because I kind of got the impression that you had been backed by Momentum, and then, you know, this is kind of the backlash against Corbyn. that may have been the result of that.
Well, I don't know about that. I think there may have been a bit of transphobia in there as well. But I think basically politics is one of those things where if people want to succeed, they will go to all extremes to get that success. And I was never prepared to sell out my ideals. And I think that's the big problem with politics. It's all about the acquisition of power, and it's not the sort of person I am, really. So I guess I didn't make a very good politician because I wasn't a win-at-all-cost sort of person.
You should put that on your Twitter account, because that's a compliment, not a very good politician. Sophie, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That's Sophie Cook, the Equality and Diversity Officer at Whitehawk FC.
Moncrief on News Talk.